USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Defense officials say the U.S. conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. President Biden ordered the strike in response to the drone and rocket attacks on the U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria that have left dozens injured. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel in the region. The GOP presidential hopefuls were pressed on stopping the flow of fentanyl through the southern border. In the third debate in Florida, NBC News, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott said beefing up security on the southern border is a priority, number one.
We could use the currently available military technology to surveil our southern border to stop fentanyl from crossing our border.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said law enforcement needs more technology on the border and we need to treat addiction like a disease. Following a series of accidents, including incidents involving pedestrians, Cruz is initiating a recall of its entire fleet of robo-taxis.
The General Motors subsidiary is recalling 950 driverless vehicles. In early October, a pedestrian was hit by a human-driven vehicle, then a Cruz vehicle subsequently came to a halt on top of the pedestrian. The autonomous vehicle then made an attempt to move, dragging the pedestrian for 20 feet. Cruz has been conducting operations in San Francisco, Austin, Houston, and Phoenix. I'm John Schaefer.
People in a town north of Houston were rocked and asked to shelter in place after an explosion at a nearby chemical plant. The large fire sent smoke plumes hundreds of feet in the air. Emergency crews are still on the scene. One person was reportedly hurt in the blast and has been rushed to an area hospital with burns. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court is deciding whether people who are the subjects of protective orders should be allowed to keep their guns. The case before the court involves a Texas man who assaulted his ex-girlfriend and threatened to shoot her if she told anyone. A Florida federal judge will hold a hearing to decide whether to allow a defamation suit against Meghan Markle by her half-sister go forward. Samantha Markle claims the Duchess of Sussex defamed her by telling Oprah Winfrey she grew up as an only child. Sony will soon remove support for the social media platform X from its PlayStation video game consoles. The company said users will no longer be able to view or post content on X starting November 13th. Sony did not provide a reason for the change, but X announced earlier this year it would start to charge companies as much as $210,000 a month to access its application programming interface. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year.
According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or more. The NRF attributes this to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in expected growth rate of 3-4% over 2022. This holiday spending forecast aligns with the pre-COVID pandemic average annual increase of 3.6%. I'm John Schaefer.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.